Coming with Tom Tour, I'm the DCO and the Met Company Commander, heading over to Undaff with the 63rd Infantry Group. The Glenavamal was originally chosen by the British Army as an artillery range. The Irish Defence Forces took it over, and it's where we do the majority of our live fire tactical training. It's a fantastic part of the world. It's a really beautiful scenery, but for us it allows us to do section and platoon level live fire tactics. And that's the key thing for a soldier, is that you're confident, you're trained with your weapon system, and the ability that you get live fire instills that confidence in your head all the time. And that's what we're going through here. We've been training for over 3 months, going through different phases of this, and you can see now they've actually got a contact. Okay, so that's a contact to the left. And what they're trying to do now is they're trying to suppress the fire. Just get down massive suppression on the target so they keep the observer secure. But yeah, our priority is that casualty and the extraction of that individual. That's what we've been tasked with. Soldiers going through their individual drills, so they're getting suppressive fire down, but also that they're changing magazines. They're making sure that there's constant suppression on the enemy position, or on the position that's being shown here.
Lieutenant Colonel Frank Flannery, I'm the commanding officer of the 63rd Infantry Group, who are scheduled to deploy to Undaff next month. We will deploy for a 6-month tour of duty, and we will deploy on the ground in order to ensure and maintain peace between both sides in the Undaff mission area. So we have a contingent, 129 strong, with specific and specialised capabilities that we bring to the mission. Armoured patrolling, engineer specialist search, explosive ordnance disposal, medical, reconnaissance and surveillance, and they're the type of capabilities that we bring to the mission area. The training, it's very detailed, it's very complex, and it's intense, and it's done to mitigate the risk that we may encounter on the ground in Syria.
It's been a tough year for the Defence Forces with the pandemic, but the Defence Forces in a way have come into their own and have supported the country, haven't they?
Absolutely, for sure. And the 63rd Infantry Group, whilst it's made up of soldiers from across the Defence Forces, it's led by the Cade Colon Cush, which is the 1st Infantry Battalion based in Dunnevil, Isar and Moore. And that battalion is a very good example of a Defence Force unit that has been very, very heavily involved to support the HSE in the fight against the COVID pandemic. The unit has done a huge amount of operations in terms of PP deliveries, in terms of support to COVID testing centres, supplying personnel for swabbing, and many other duties like that, all across our area of operation and outside it. So we have been very, very busy for sure since the outbreak of the COVID pandemic. And this operation, where we train for now to go overseas, is another operation we've been involved in and will be involved in. We have two sets of brothers here who are directly connected to the Cade Colon Cush, the 1st Infantry Battalion in Dunnevil, Isar and Moore, the McCormick brothers and the O'Halloran brothers. And what's very interesting about those two brothers, first of all, to have two sets of brothers travelling on the same mission overseas is a little unusual, but both their fathers served in the Defence Forces. The McCormick's dad is now retired, and the O'Halloran brothers, their dad, Tony O'Halloran, is a private soldier in Headquarter Company in the CECON, Dunnevil, Isar. So there's a huge connection there with both sets of brothers and the Defence Forces, and both their fathers would have also served overseas previously, so they're very, very proud of their sons travelling over here.
So band of brothers.
Band of brothers for sure, yeah, absolutely.
My name is Corporal David McCormick, part of the 63rd Infantry Group Undaff.
And I'm Corporal Kenny McCormick, part of the 63rd Infantry Group as well.
Grandfather, uncles and father before us was in it as well, yeah.
Look, it's been tough. We've been away from family a lot more control measures there. With the pandemic and stuff like that, but it is great to have my brother here with me. Family connection is always good.
And do you get on? Do you ever like argue? Do you have a fight?
Yeah, well, no more than any sibling, especially close in age. We would have grown up, we would have had our differences. But yeah, he followed me into the Defence Forces then after I had a couple of years done. And yeah, it's good to have him here. He went on through good things. He came in, he was promoted there. I think he's promoted 3 years now. And go on, my lad, it's good to serve overseas as well. No more than anyone, it's great to serve your country, but any day you get to walk around with your country flashing your shoulders, a great day. We've a strong family tradition with it, representing your country, and to me the best part of the job is to be able to do it on the front line overseas.
You see places in the world that you've never seen. Very well trained, everything's been very successful, honing in on our skills, so I'm looking forward to deploying now come April.
Well, I'm Stephen Holleran.
Shane Holleran. We're going overseas with another pair of brothers at the McCormick's League.
And your dad is in the Defence Forces?
Yeah, he's been in the defence forces now for about 32 years. And you'd be excited to see what it's like over there. You hear a lot about it over the time serving, but it'd be good now to finally get a hands-on.
Yeah, it's nice to go over, you know, that's what you're training for, so.
You're 23 and 24. How long have you been in the Defence Forces for?
About 3.5 years now.
Yeah, about 5 years now, Henry. Get a chance to train, you get to do things you'd never normally get to do, going overseas, you know. We got to help out with the pandemic as well. At the testing centres, you know, directing traffic or people who are qualified enough were able to actually swab.
Well, I did a lot of driving and delivering testing kits and PPE to nursing homes and hospitals that needed it around the country. Good to be a part of it.
I know you can't comment on this, but a salary increase would be nice.
I wouldn't say no.
Yeah, no comment.
Who do you want to say hello to in Galway?
Mom and Dad back in Galway, yeah.
Back in Updraird, yeah. I suppose the lads in Dunmalisa as well in Galway. Galway Barracks, Rimmore.
On the command, stop, stop, stop.
Move it out, watch your spacing.
You're nestled right in the centre of Wicklow in the Glen of Amal. It's been used for over 200 years initially by the British Army, and they would have used it as an artillery range. The Irish Defence Forces, when it was set up in 1923, we took it over and we still use it. You can look at, you have the highest point in Wicklow Mountain up here. I know it's quite foggy, but up here is Lugan Aquila. You've got Camera Hill over here to my right hand side, and over here you've got Table Mountain. So this whole area is our live fire range, and this is our main training area for everyone in the Defence Force. No matter what unit you're in, everyone will have spent time down here at some stage.
Hi, I'm Corporal Jennings. My first name is Catherine. I'm from Galway, based in the 1st Battalion in Galway, and I am deploying with the 63rd Infantry Group to Undaff in Syria. I think it's something like 6% overall of the Defence Forces is female. I was just attracted to a couple of different components of the job and liked the look of it, so I joined. I'd like to say hello to my friend Jessica and my sisters. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not overly nervous about it, but yeah, I'm looking forward to going. Can't wait to get on the plane.
Tell me about that gun you're holding.
It's the Steyr rifle. It's a 5.56 caliber rifle that's used by the Defence Forces. In a section of privates, this is your main primary weapon. Most of the section will carry a rifleman. Really, it's an extension of your right hand, and it's your main weapon as a soldier.
You're going to stop all fire movements, apply your safety catches, and await instructions from the safety staff.
My name is Sergeant Brian McGarren. I'm the range conducting officer here in the Glen of Amal for the shooting part phase live fire tactical training exercise, dealing specifically with the MOAG.
So the MOAG it's not a tank, it's a military vehicle. What is it?
So the definition we have for it is an AFV, it's an armoured fighting vehicle.
I haven't seen that amount of ammunition since perhaps Rambo. There's a lot there.
Unlike Rambo, we do change ammunition boxes.
My name is Lieutenant Dave Franklin.
And we're all wearing PPE here today. We're wearing flak jackets. I have a flak jacket on at the moment. And helmets. So there's gunfire just there.
Yeah, what you can hear there is our AFVs conducting their pre-deployment confirmation training. Those are demolitions of charges not used in the previous attack. They're a battle simulation device designed to ensure that soldiers are exposed to the simulated effects of loud munitions which they might encounter and test their reactions.
And I shook when I heard that.
That's a fairly normal first response.
The section commander is now taking control.
And that was real gunfire.
That's real gunfire, those live rounds, yeah. That's what we progress training through, that you use blank ammunition and then you move forward. You do a buddy pair exercise blank, you do a section level blank, section is 9 men. You do a platoon level, which is 30 men blank, and then you bring it into live fire. So all these are live rounds. The Defence Force is probably the best, for me it's been the best life experience ever. I spent 5 years in UCD and I probably regret it. I should have just joined the Army straight out of school.
And what did you start in UCD?
I did arts initially, and then I did a master's in agriculture and environmental resource management. And then I joined the Army and I've loved it. I've been in 17 years. It's the best career in the world. It is fantastic. You're outdoors. You work with some of the greatest people in the world. You get to represent your country. I mean, every day you're an ambassador, especially when we go overseas. We're an ambassador, like the Irish team pulling on their jersey. When they go play Italy and rugby, once I put on the Irish uniform, the Irish flag, I'm an ambassador for my country and I get to represent it. What more could you want in your job?
and the last year you have supported the country in the pandemic.
Yeah, we've been fortunate that we were in a position to step up and support the country during the pandemic, especially during level 5, and all our resources that we have, that's what we're there to do. We work for the Irish people. That is our job. That's who we work for. So when the nation needs us, all our guys are trained and we'll help whatever way we can.
So you're proud?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually very proud. Very proud of the Defence Force, very proud of the troops that I have here, especially the guys that I'm going to bring Dundalk with. There's some great guys here with us, and girls as well, obviously enough. But yeah, no, I'm very, very proud. Yeah, why not? It's our country. We should be very proud of our Defence Force. They do a fantastic job. We train for what we perceive could be the worst case scenario. We hope that this never happens, but we need to be prepared for if it does. And that's why our training is so intense. That's why it's over 3 months long and it's so prolonged. We cover all aspects. There's no stone left unturned. It's all about having these guys at top condition before we head over to make sure that if the worst case scenario happens, we're ready to react. As you can see, they're now extracting the casualty to the actual vehicle.
Keep on going, all the way up.
So he had a gunshot wound to the leg. The corporal is just applying the tourniquet and the bandage to it, just to make sure that the casualty doesn't bleed out. And this is all being assessed by our medical personnel when we get back to make sure that they've treated the casualty correct. So it's not just about the weapon system that's been firing. They're being examined on command and control, on their medical procedures. So all aspects of training are covered in this small exercise here, just to make sure that we're completely at top level skills before we head out to Dundalk.
And that's a real gunfire.
This is called a peel. So now they're moving back, and what they're trying to do is to make sure that the enemy positions are suppressed, but at the same time moving out and extracting.
Who's that?
So that smell of gunpowder is in my nostrils. It really is something. There was a lot of ammunition fired there.
Yeah, each soldier carries 60 rounds, and all that ammunition is going to be, the majority will be expended. But yeah, there's a smell of cordite in the air, and that's just basically from the rate of fire that they're trying to get down. That's their training, the initial rate of fire that you need to do to suppress the enemy position.
I'm Keane Brennan from Mathai County, Kildare.
Keane, you're 20 years of age. You've been in the Defence Forces for just a year and a half.
Yes, I'm heading over to Syria as a signalman with the CIS unit. So my role over there will be maintaining comms and communication links back home and out on patrols for cars. There's a high level of risk out there, but we're well trained. We know what to face. All our training, we put the good use out there. It's been difficult times for everyone within the Defence Forces and not in the Defence Force with this pandemic, but we find a way around things and do things in a safe manner. Yeah, we have to go and serve over the Golan Heights and do our duties. But we're well trained for that, and that's what we train for. That's when you join the Defence Force, that's your number one objective, that's your number one goal. The Defence Forces, it's a very challenging, but it's a rewarding. There's great career progression within the Defence Forces. You can come and you can make the most of it. Yeah, I'd just like to say hello to my family, my ma, my dad, my sister, my nanny, my girlfriend back home, yeah. I just want to say hello to them, yeah.
And do you miss your girlfriend?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah.
And when was the last time you saw her?
It's a few weeks, about 2 weeks ago. Sorry.
So it must be hard.
It's hard enough, yeah. But listen, if you enlist, you're a soldier.
How are things? Sergeant Jason Wallace, STA element, travelling out to Dundalk with the recce element. Our job is, as a recce element, we'll deploy with recce 17 strength.
So that's reconnaissance mission?
Reconnaissance, yeah. We're here now up on Cemetery Hill, so we're in the Glen of Amal area of the Wicklow Mountains.
And what does this piece of equipment do?
So this piece of equipment here gives us the capability for force protection, also for security of our own troops. Also, we'll deploy with the engineers as well, their special search teams. So it's giving them a force protection, overwatch and security for the troops on the ground.
So it's like a very kind of fancy binoculars?
Absolutely, yeah. So you have your built-in GPS, laser rangefinder, IR system. So that's the system there. It can be broken into two different parts. You have it on a tripod system, but also it can be broken down to be man portable in the likes of my patrol pack. Yeah, looking forward to it. Of course, we'll miss family and friends during the pandemic. No leave, so we are all looking forward to it. Training has been very robust and hard, and we're all looking forward to going into isolation and then deploying on the 7th of April.
So I'm Corporal O'Connell. I'm going over as a NCO, equipment NCO for Engineer Special Search and Clearance Team. Our main priority is the Special Search and Clearance Team out there, but we double up. Each one out there has a trade. So I'm a carpenter and himself is a plumber. So we're all going to go, but our main focus is Engineer Special Search and Clearance.
So are you looking for landmines?
Landmines I'll be going for, yeah, Special Search and Clearance. So we'll do routes up to all the UN buildings and we'll search the routes up to them. And that's our objective out there at the moment.
And how's the last year been through the pandemic, and how do you think this tour will be?
The tour will be good. It's something different, and it's going on well. The farm up is good. I think it's good. It's a break from the norm then as well, so just to get out and go somewhere different.
Yeah, so I'm a ordnance officer, so I'm a lieutenant in the ordnance corps. So our job we have an operational role, which is explosive ordnance disposal in the defence forces, and then we also have a logistical role, which includes maintenance of all weapons and fire control systems, as well as ammunition management. We also have a side role at tentage, which actually came out quite important in the last year with COVID-19. So I'm a member of the 2 Brigade Ordnance, and we also constructed then a tentage for the test centres of in the Aviva
so
and
those
City West.
Tents that we see, as you said, in City West and in the Aviva, that was you. You were involved, I suppose, supporting the nation when it came to the pandemic.
Yeah, so it was one of our roles in Ordnance is that between ourselves and our personnel that we erect these tents in these various areas, and then the engineering corps will fit them out with electrics for our lights and water, and then they were used in the test centres in Aviva, which was manned by the Defence Forces, and in City West, which was manned by the HSC. I'm looking forward to it. It's actually my first tour overseas, so the missionary in Nundoff is quite an interesting area, and especially it's been busy in the last number of years for explosive ordnance disposal. So I look forward to getting out there and doing some real work.
I'm a corporal in the Ordnance Corps in the Defence Forces, travelling to Nundoff as part of the ordnance section, and I'm responsible for looking after basically all the equipment that is necessary needed for dealing with explosive devices, unexplosive devices that are found in the area of operations over Nundoff. The last year, yeah, has been tough. Have been involved with the construction of the test centres around the country, in the City West and in the Aviva. So we've been quite busy along that front.
So you really have supported the nation, haven't you?
Oh, we have indeed, yeah. So it's early mornings, late evenings, just getting up and getting on with our work.
And no leave?
No leave. We just have to carry on as normal.
So when was the last time you had leave?
Leave? Oh, it was probably a weekend or a few days in the middle of last year.
Really?
Yeah, but got down to during the last... when the restrictions were eased in the middle of last year, we were able to travel, so I was able to get down and visit my parents with my family. So
nothing since?
Nothing since, no.
And now a tour?
Now a tour, yeah, looking forward to it. I've travelled before Tundoff last year with the 60th, with another group.
And what's it like out there?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's busy week, busy days.
And just warm?
Warm, yeah, be warm for during the summer trip.
And is there much danger?
Oh, there is. There's danger. It's, I suppose, like a tinderbox. You can go up at plenty of conflict. It can spark at any time.
You're an Offaly man. Do you want to say hi to anyone in Offaly?
I have to say hi to my wife, Shirley, anyway, yeah. And everyone in Kennedy, my parents as well, brothers and sisters. But yeah, I'm very proud Offaly man.
And you'd like to see more of them, but you can't.
Unfortunately, no, that's part of the job. Once you sign up, you must soldier, and part of our operations is that we go abroad for trips at a time. So yeah, unfortunately, there is a bit of sadness there that you have to leave home, and you'll miss Ireland in the summer.
And you'll be away for 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months with no leave, so this one's going to be that little bit tougher, especially for guys here with kids. I don't have kids, so for guys with kids, it's a big chunk of your life that you're gone for 6 months, and a lot can happen within 6 months' time. Children will start walking, going to school, etc. like that. So guys are making massive commitments, but that's part and parcel of the job, and we have the support there for the family. The organisation itself is very good at supporting your family. So for us, it's an occupational hazard to an extent, but it's something we enjoy doing. It's our profession, and we've 60 years of peacekeeping in the Irish Defence Forces. I don't know if the public actually realise how long. We are probably the best, most professional peacekeepers in the world, and that is something that we have to be proud of. And we're especially proud of that. Henry, the 63rd Infantry Group, there's 129 personnel in total. Basically, we're a self-contained unit that can provide our own logistics. We have four of our own chefs that will come with us. We have a medical detachment of three with a medical doctor. So we're like a mini operation, like a mini town to an extent, that we locate to Undoff for a six-month period so we can sustain ourselves completely.
And, you know, you've got to be slim. My flak jacket just came off there. I'm probably a bit too big for it. You've got to be fit.
Fitness, physical fitness, is one of the key components of being in the Defence Force, and it's one of our values that we place emphasis on. And as you can see from the exercise that you've seen, the guys carry an awful lot of kit and equipment. And the body armour itself with the helmet, there's weight in that. But when you add ammunition, and you add possibly extracting a 70 kg casualty or more that you've seen there today, physical fitness is a key element. And that's why we have our physical fitness test that every soldier has to pass every year to ensure that they're going overseas. And it's a key element of our training programs being physical fitness. And also it builds cohesion and it builds teamwork. No more than any team sport, any guys at home that are playing team sport, you work together, you get on, you have a laugh, yeah, and you drive each other on. And it's all about that compatibility, that teamwork.
And you are completely self-sustainable. And I did try your chef's lunch. It was very tasty. It was a pasta.
Key element of any overseas mission is food. And once you have good chefs, you're halfway there with morale. Because everybody knows, no matter what, even when you were a kid and you went home and you had chips on a Friday, it always raises morale that little bit. So when you're overseas, it's very, very important that you've got good food. So we've some excellent chefs with us, so we're happy.
As a soldier, you serve your country and you serve the state, and you take an oath when you join. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about for me in my over 30 years service now. Service to the state, service to Ogle na hÉireann. And that's what you put first. And for this tour of duty to Syria, we have a very clear and specific mission, a very specific and clear set of objectives to achieve, and training prepare us to achieve our mission. So that's what our focus is on. It's all about service to the state and service to the unit, in this case the 63rd Infantry Group.
And you're very, very proud, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great privilege to be the commanding officer of the unit, with some fantastic people in the group going over. We've quite a number of soldiers who will deploy on their first tour of duty overseas, so that's very exciting for them. It's a great experience for them, and a great balance then within this particular group. We have a lot of personnel who are highly experienced. In fact, one of our senior soldiers, this will be his 17th tour of duty, which is a fantastic achievement for him personally. So we've a great 17th. Balance. 17th, yeah. So we've that highly experienced element. We also have a number of soldiers deploying their first tour of duty overseas. We're looking forward to the tour of duty. We're very clear and very aware of the contribution that the Irish Defence Force makes in keeping peace in the area. And we're very proud of the record that the Defence Forces have in peacekeeping over the last 60 years or so, and we aim to continue that and enhance our reputation overseas.